Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! Hello, all you local beaches! Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete! This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show! And we are up next!
I'm a beer drinker, baby, yeah! I'm a beer drinker, baby, yeah. I drink beer all night long. Listen to my drinking song. I'm a beer drinker, baby, yeah. I drink beer. I drink beer. I drink beer, it tastes so good. Spread a little sex, drugs, or food. Pilsner, ale, stout, or lager. Drink a trap, can or bottle. I drink beer. I drink beer. I drink beer. I drink beer. I drink beer all night long.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We are coming to you, as we do every Friday evening. Well, we're coming to you live.
Live.
I forgot that one.
Yeah.
Coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Right here on Radio St. Pete. What is it?
.com.
Thank you, guys.
We tried.
Yeah. Paul and Jenny didn't do so well last week.
They didn't get
that.
It. And they call themselves true listeners to the show.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
That was a lot of fun, though, having them on the show last week.
That was a hoot.
Gave Ty and Jack a night off.
Yeah.
Yes. A Friday off.
A Friday off. Mm-hmm.
They probably wish they had this Friday off.
Yes.
We were thinking about it.
Yeah. I was wondering. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I pulled in and you guys weren't home, it was like, yeah. Oh.
When you guys left a little bit ago, I thought, oh, there they go.
There they go.
Yeah. I guess that's it.
Yeah. So,
we talked about seeing a movie.
Well, the show ends at 8, Ty.
Yeah, you know, we might.
You don't want to go to movies too early. You got to sit with all the old people if you do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're fine. They're quiet.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, except for the occasional snorer.
Right.
The big fart.
Anyway, listen, if at any time during the show you want to give us a call, please do so. All you got to do is call 727-498-0502. Now, listen, we've got a lot to talk about tonight, and it would be nice if we could get somebody to call in to comment on some of the things that we are going to be discussing.
Damn it.
This is a group conversation.
Yes, exactly.
Please.
Sometimes I like to talk to other people than the other four people in this room.
Because we suck.
Yeah.
Well, then do it.
Now, listen, if you're shy about calling into a radio show, you can always tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We get quite a few tweets during the show. Well, I say quite a few, like we're some big-time show. We get some from time to time.
From time to time.
If PW's listening.
Because we haven't gotten one already, that probably means that PW is out for the evening.
Yes. He started.
Damn it!
He started his St. Patrick's Day celebration early.
Yeah. Yeah, right. He changed his Facebook picture. He's got himself a green, what do you call that, a derby?
The
Irish
hat?
Is that a derby?
A bowler hat.
Green derby bowler.
And is he wearing a kilt?
No, the picture doesn't show that, but I would assume that he is.
Okay. Because I picture PW as a kilt wearer.
I'm wearing a kilt right now.
Yes.
St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow.
Yes.
You know, I don't know that I own anything green.
Oh, you do.
You do.
What?
You have to have that... That payday shirt you had forever ago.
Yeah, remember you used to wear a green shirt
every Friday.
Every payday.
Your
Friday payday.
I'll have to dig that out. I'll have to dig that out.
Yeah.
My green payday shirt. Right.
Watch it. Kool-Aid Man's coming.
Yeah. All right, listen. In the studio this evening, we have the usual suspects. We're back to our regular crew after having Paul and Jenny step in last week. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire. How are you, my dear?
Doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's good. You look good.
Thanks.
You had the day off today. That's
cool.
I like your sunglasses.
Thanks,
man. Those are pretty cool, man.
They're pretty ridiculous.
Cool.
You should see them on. They're pretty ridiculous.
They are ridiculous. Don't leave them on the counter because they might be mine.
Take them. They're ridiculous.
Right. They might look a little ridiculous this on Dad.
That's okay, because I'm ridiculous. Anyway, Hannah's right as my blushing bride, Stephanie. How are you, my dear?
Very well, thanks.
I know that you had a pretty stressful week. Anytime that you're dealing with a monthly meeting at work and that kind of thing, you get a little tense.
Tense, and it was the annual meeting with an election.
Right, so that was yesterday, and it's over.
It is over.
I noticed when I called you this afternoon at work that your air, there was an air about you that was a lot lighter.
A lot lighter. A lot. I not only, by the time I talked to you, not only was the meeting over,
right,
all the paperwork had been filed away, mounds and mounds of it off my desk.
Mm-hmm.
What a relief.
To Stephanie's right is Jack. Jack, how are you?
I'm okay.
Are you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
All right.
to Jack's right is my
Get
boy,
ready.
Tygen. Tygen, how are you?
I'm tired.
I would imagine that you are. You have basically pedaled the Tour de France, the Tour de St. Pete, the Tour de Seminole for like the last 2 weeks.
It's been intense.
I'm looking at your leg muscles. They don't look any bigger, but you always wear long pants, so you can't really tell. I'm thinking you must have bulging thighs.
Oh, I'll show you.
No.
God, that could have been gross.
Bulging,
They might have bulging hemorrhoids as well.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Right. So anyway, that first song that I played, Beer Drinker, is by Car Bomb Driver.
Mm-hmm. Car Bomb Driver.
Right. And the reason I brought them up is because my buddy Dave Reeder and Car Bomb Driver will be at Cage Brewing tomorrow evening, along with Low Season and The Boats.
Special guest Deceptive Intruder.
Yeah. They'll be rocking it from 8 to 11. Cage Brewing is located at 2001 First Avenue South. That's a really good venue for music.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, the very first time that we saw Dave Reeder and Car Bomb Driver was at Cage Brewing, and it's a lot of fun out there.
Yeah, it is.
They've got a great courtyard area, and if you're into the craft beer, they got a lot of them. My favorite one over there is Mango Bob's.
Yes.
That's a very tasty craft beer.
They have quite a few really good ones.
They do. When we used to do the beer tasting, that was one of our favorite go-tos was Cage Brewing.
Yes.
They always had some of the better ones.
You can't miss with Car Bomb Driver.
What I like about Cage Brewing is a lot of their beers, they seem like they have a lot more imagination than some of the other breweries. Some of the other breweries just seem to be too damn hoppy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily want my beer to taste like a sour grapefruit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And they all did.
They mostly did. But over at Cage Brewing, they're using their imaginations over there. Like that Mango Bob is very smooth, very refreshing, very good. They've got it.
And the alcohol content isn't extraordinarily high. I know, I'm sorry. It's very low. It's low.
I thought Cruella de Vil just came in the studio.
Could happen.
Where's the puppies? Well, she wouldn't say it like that. She'd say it like you just said.
Where's the puppies?
Kind of like that. Anyway, so Hannah Claire,
yeah,
still no dreadlocks.
Next Wednesday.
Where are they at? No.
Are you actually getting them next Wednesday?
No, I have to go for my 15-minute consultation next Wednesday.
What?
This is like a big deal. We talked about this last week that you have to go for this consultation.
Yeah.
And to me, it's kind of like, I really think what they're doing, Hannah, is they're
making sure I really want it.
I think they're trying to talk you out of it.
Well, what I want to know is
in
the 15-minute consultation, are they going to put like a big
fake,
you know, big
dread wig on me?
Dread wig on you?
Yeah, that's what they should do. You know what they should do?
Like a big one.
Remember when you kids were in school and they made you bring home like the bag of flour,
right,
and you had to treat it like a baby for a week or whatever it was. They should make you wear dreads for a week just to make sure that's
like
going to be
the
dude that you want.
The Rasta pasta.
Now, see,
I think I can. I want it so bad.
Do you get to pick the insects that live within the dreads?
Yeah.
What are you going to go for? Ants? Termites.
I was going ladybugs. Keep it cute.
Ladybugs would be very nice. Cute.
Butterflies, ladybugs. Come on.
Right.
You're afraid of butterflies.
You're right. I am.
What?
I am.
She is.
Are you kidding
me? Have you ever looked at one of them up close?
Well, they fly all crazy.
Terrifying. Yeah, and they're all bumbly. They fly in your face and
they're scary. Made of paper mache. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and that's even scarier because you don't want to fuck them up.
Hey.
Sorry, I had to. It's serious.
Don't flail and you'll be fine.
Bumbling in your face. How do you not flail with its scary face?
It doesn't have a scary face. Oh. What is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Look at it.
Just crazy.
Scary.
Anyway.
You're talking about a wasp.
And then the other thing is you got a new roommate.
Yes, I did.
Very impressed with the boy.
Yeah.
He, we did this all by text message, and what do you have over there?
Nothing. It's okay. We're good.
We're good. We're dealing with it.
Is there something wrong?
No, we're good.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a, your boyfriend.
Yes.
I guess the two of you decided that you wanted to move into the house.
Yes.
Into your house.
My house.
And so he texted me.
Yes.
Asking me basically for, my blessing.
Yes.
And
permission.
I was impressed that he did that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't face to face or anything like that, which, you know what? Now that I think about it, it's probably better because I would have been really uncomfortable too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You don't do well in those situations.
No.
You would have cried.
No. Well, I might have.
I did. I cried my face off when he showed me the text conversation. I was like, what?
Anyway, I was very impressed with the fact that he manned up and asked me if it was okay if he moved into the house. So
yeah,
that's cool. Nice. And he's already in.
Yep.
He's got his dog.
Yep.
All right.
Just has to
When's he going to text me?
You don't matter, Ty.
I do matter. You know what? He can text me to ask if he has my blessing to start playing the Bright House, and he does.
Yeah, sure.
Well, yeah.
No.
And you know what's also funny is Grandpa Ron said, "Well, when's he going to text me?" And I was like, "Well, what in the world?
Jeez,
this kid's got a whole list of people that
right. Well, he's still paying for his apartment." He still has to pay rent at his apartment until October. So until October, I don't know. It's going to be tight.
It's going to be tight.
It's going to be tight, man.
So maybe after October, we can sit down and work out all the bills and see if we can reevaluate everything.
I sure but hope so.
Until then, we're still in the same boat.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me move to another person in the studio. Jack?
Yes.
I think I must have somehow wronged you this week because you've been avoiding eye contact with me. You haven't spoken to me all week until we came into the studio this evening. And if I have wronged you...
You have not wronged me.
I am sorry.
You're fine. You have not wronged me.
You're just a dick.
Yes, I'm just a dick.
No.
No.
Dad.
Oh. Okay.
Is the dick.
No. Jack?
You...
No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so we mentioned Ty. You've working a couple of jobs now.
Yeah,
and you're riding your bike to both jobs.
I'm pretty hateful about it as well.
I bet. Is the one job ended, or is it
almost?
Well, what do you mean almost? I thought today or yesterday.
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
But I don't have to go there tomorrow.
So, oh well, good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So just one more day, then.
Yeah, just one more day.
That's cool. All
right, well, I'm expecting a ride.
I'm expecting a ride. Okay.
My bike is broken, and I need a new one.
All right.
It is not.
It is. Go out there and ride it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what's wrong with it.
I'm not a mechanic.
It's got no brakes, and the gears are fucked up.
Bicycle seats hurt my butt.
Yeah.
Me too?
I'm not going to test it out. Hey, so let's do a couple of updates. Remember we talked about the guy in England who got caught by the police, and right before they arrested him, he swallowed all the drugs?
Yeah.
Right.
Remember we said that he had been holding out, that he wasn't going to poop for the longest time? Right, I think when we talked about it, he'd gone like 30 days.
Well, I think Mom's beaten that.
Well, not intentionally.
Here's the update. The police finally let him go. After 47 days, they let him go so he could seek medical attention.
Jesus. Sometimes I can't hold a poop for 45 minutes.
Right. 45 right. seconds.
I mean,
when it's time to go, it's time to go.
Right.
It's usually time to go.
Yeah. I don't know how you go. He actually broke a record. That's a world record. It's a Guinness World Record. He went 47 days.
Was he still eating?
Yes, and he was eating.
Well, he's probably going to break another record. Largest crap.
Whatever. Whatever's going to come out is going to be astonishing. Oh, and then the other update is, remember that we talked about that girl that gouged her eyes out?
What?
You don't remember that? Maybe that was the... No.
No.
You guys were here. We talked about the girl in South Carolina who was all hopped up on meth. She was out front of a church in South Carolina. She's just a teenager. And she gouged out one eye. And people were outside and they saw her. And the people rushed over to get her. And she's, you know, flailing, like fighting them off, that kind of thing. And before the paramedics could get there, she gouged out the other eye.
What?
She gouged out both her eyes. And this is not a weird looking girl. Actually, I saw a picture of her before and after.
Wasn't she smoking meth?
Yes, right. Okay. Yeah. Well, the meth, apparently, this is the reason why she did it. This is the update. She did it because she thought by gouging out her eyes that she would be able to save the universe.
Oh, see, so that's not thoughtful, what I heard. That's not
very
what I
thoughtful.
Heard. What? I heard that... beings from a different dimension told her to do it because they didn't want her to look at them.
Oh.
Oh.
I like that even better.
That's horrifying.
That is horrifying.
Beings from a different dimension.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And
the light in your eyes offends
yes,
us.
Yes, what?
Last week's guests.
Yes, Paul and Jenny.
Have chimed in. Bicycle seats don't. Bicycle seats hurt your balls, not your butt.
Both, actually.
Yeah.
Depends on what your gender, I would assume.
I would assume.
Yeah, if you have said cojones.
Mm-hmm. Cajones.
Ty's
cajones.
Probably not so much.
Yeah. He's not smoking.
Right, yeah. Yeah, apparently Hannah's new dog that came with the boyfriend has a huge set of doodads.
Yes.
How does dude feel about that?
Dude loves. No, dude like still tries to get them. They're big homos.
Even though this is my house.
Dude is dude-less. Right.
Yeah, he is.
So anyway, here's some sad news. This week. A couple of sad stories, but this one really hit home. Toys R Us is closing.
Yeah.
For good.
Yeah. I got to go get some Legos.
Well, you better hurry because I heard somebody on the radio being interviewed, and they said that we went there, and pretty much the only thing left on the shelves is dust.
Yeah.
You need to get over there now, tonight,
it's
right after
crazy.
The show. You might want to leave at the halfway point.
We should do that.
Clearly.
Yeah, he just gave us the go-ahead.
So. Yeah, I mean, this is important.
Right. It is.
Now or never. Mm-hmm.
They probably don't have any Legos left.
I want to look, goddammit.
The article says, toy store chain Toys R Us is planning to sell or close all 800 of its U.S. stores, affecting as many as 33,000 jobs.
Wow.
That's the sad part.
Yeah.
I mean, kids can do without toys. And here's the thing. Are kids really playing with toys anymore?
No, they're all looking at their phones.
I don't
damn
see
phones.
Any kids playing with toys.
Toys were
kids
the
don't
best.
Go outside, and kids don't do anything but stare at their social media device.
Their screens.
Right.
And they start them young.
Very young.
Dad, I mean, you guys in the restaurants see it.
Yeah, it's like
four-year-old kids.
Yeah, Dad was telling me he was at the doctor's office the other day, and there was like a three-year-old, and Dad asked the parents, it was like, oh, is that your phone? And the parents go, no, that's his phone.
Wow.
You know, here's a
three-year-old. You don't buy a three-year-old a phone, are you? No.
Yeah. I don't like the world that we live in.
Well, it's getting a little complicated, and I like the days when, you know, you looked forward to going to Toys R Us. It was sort of like a rite of passage.
Yeah.
For me, If you're going to take me to the doctor or to the dentist, you better me to
Swing
Toys R
me
Us.
Through
you
Toys
know
R Us.
Where we're going after.
Or I'm throwing a fit.
It's just so much easier to sit your kid in front of a screen and have them interact with that.
I don't get that.
I don't either.
I don't know what's going to become of kids that are being brought up that way. Are they going to be computer geniuses? Are they going to be...
No.
They're going to be blind.
Have you, social media geniuses?
Yeah, they're
going to
be blind. That's a good point.
I mean, well, you know, they used to say to us when we were kids, if you sit too close to the TV, you're going to go blind.
Yeah, and
well,
how close are these kids holding
the
iPads?
I sat pretty close
to
the TV when I was a kid, and, well, I got
to
wear cheaters now, but I don't have.
Well, they've also found, studies have found that playing outside helps your vision. They found that kids who primarily studied or read inside as opposed to played outside were more likely to develop eye issues as they grew up.
Well, what about just imagination?
Yeah.
You know,
they
used
don't
to
have
get,
any.
I used to get so wrapped up in my toys, you know, in just the whole imagining. I mean, I would sort of go into whatever. If I've got a little truck, now I'm driving this little truck around the yard or, you know, whatever I was doing. I was big into G.I. Joe. Oh, my God. I was gay for G.I. Joe, but I wasn't into the whole military aspect. You remember how you could go to the gumball machines and they used to have the little football helmets?
Yes.
I would buy the little football helmets, and guess what? They fit G.I. Joe. So I would have them play sports. And then when Big Jim came along, he was sporty. He had his own set of uniform and stuff
sports
like that.
Sports equip.
Right. So, yeah, I had the boys playing football and stuff like that. But,
Super Bowl every time.
I just think it's sad that now here, the reason, really, that Toys R Us is going away, guess what?
Kids don't play with toys.
That and?
The internet.
And?
Amazon.
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 Amazon's going to take over the world.
Yes. Yep.
I mean, literally take over the world. I saw in this article today, it says they're listing all the people that Toys R Us owed money to. And at the very bottom, it says Jeff Bezos, founder and chief executive of Amazon, owns the Washington Post.
Really?
Wow. That's what it says right here. So it's like he's not only, you know, taking over the world as far as his business goes, but now he's buying other, you know, companies. And, you know, so what's he going to start doing? Is he, you know, we talked a couple weeks ago about him having his own healthcare.
Right.
You know, now he's going to have his own newspaper.
That's getting scary.
Mm.
He's having a little too much control now.
What do you suppose would happen if Jeff Bezos ran for president? Is he a better businessman than Donald Trump, our current president?
Well, I mean, Christ,
yes.
It wouldn't take much.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that's interesting that all of these stores are going by the wayside, and it seems like they're all sort of disappearing because of Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Most
yeah,
of
but part of the fun of going to the toy store,
right,
was you got to play with everything before you made a choice.
I heard somebody on the radio today say that Amazon works out better for the parents.
Yes,
because instead of taking your kid to the toy wonderland of Toys R Us,
where they want everything,
and more than likely you're going to walk out with more than one thing. When they order one thing off of Amazon, that's what they get.
Right,
they get that one thing. You know,
again, the parents are making the choices.
Mm-hmm. It ruins the magic of it. It's the same thing with like Netflix and streaming and versus going to Blockbuster.
Yeah,
because like. I remember going to Blockbuster. You don't even know what you want to see.
Right.
You just walk around and you're like, ooh, I haven't seen that.
Well, right.
And you're reading.
You're reading titles. Yeah. You're looking at the picture on the you know, the case.
The cover and right? Reading the back. Mm-hmm. And do I want to see this? Ooh, who's in this?
Mm-hmm.
Things are changing.
I don't
like it.
Things are changing.
I don't like it at all.
Mm-hmm. No.
So let's see. We got a lot more stuff to talk about. Stephen Hawking died this week.
Yes.
We can talk about that. But should we take a break?
His grim final message.
We should. Ooh.
Well,
Ty will have save to fill that, us in with
save
on
that.
Because
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
Why don't we take a break?
Okay.
We come back, we'll talk about Stephen Hawking. I also want to talk about, President Trump wants to create a military space force.
I can talk about that, too.
Okay, we're going to do that. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you live every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. If you want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502 or tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. We'll be right back. Oh, oh, oh.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky Chinamen from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them.
Everybody, we are back. That is a Kung Fu Fighting. Love that song. That's a Carl Douglas. Don't know the exact year that came out, but let's just say back in the day.
Back in the day.
In the
back
day.
In the day. I like that. So before the break, we said that sadly that Stephen Hawking had passed away this week. As a matter of fact, it was Wednesday, and he passed away at the age of 76 at his home in Cambridge, England.
Which the fact that he lived to be 76
absolutely
is miraculous.
He had ALS, isn't that correct?
Yes.
I believe it was ALS. And people with ALS really don't live very long at all.
No.
So the fact that he made it that long only proves to me that he was, in fact, an alien.
Yeah. I mean... Possibly.
Possibly.
Do you know
or
that,
the government was
that
keeping him alive.
Albert Einstein also died at the age of 76?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of interesting.
Did he also? Oh, no, wait. But Albert Einstein's birthday was Pi Day. So yeah. Stephen Hawking died on Albert Einstein's birthday.
Now, see, somebody said that, and I looked it up yesterday, And you know what I did now that I think about it? I didn't look at the birth date. I looked at the death date.
Oh.
And I was like, no. But they did die at the same age. So that is interesting.
I saw Here's a picture something. On Facebook yeah. where it's Albert Einstein with his little birthday hat in heaven. And someone was like, hey, Albert, look what I got you for your birthday. Stephen Hawking.
Oh.
No.
I saw a picture on Facebook that showed Stephen Hawking at the bottom of the Stairway to Heaven, and it just said, oh,
damn
shit.
That's just wrong.
That is just wrong.
Hey, so something else interesting. Mr. Hawking was born in Oxford, England on January 8th, 1942, 300 years to the day, he liked to point out, after the death of Galileo, who had begun the study of gravity.
Yeah.
So three geniuses. Right there, sort of interlinked.
Can I add a fourth?
Yes.
It was Pi Day, Wednesday, March 14th.
Theory of what? Relativity, right?
Is Grandpa Bill's birthday also.
Oh, yes, for Christ's sake.
That explains a lot, right?
That does explain a lot.
It was his 87th.
And he's going to be 87.
He was 87 on Wednesday, so...
Also could be considered a genius.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Now, we're going to go see him tomorrow.
Yes. I
can't wait.
No, oh, it's going to be good.
Love me some Bill.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to go with us, Ty? You don't have to work.
I do have to work.
I thought you said you didn't have to work tomorrow.
I have to work in the evening.
Oh, well, forget it. Because we're probably going to get all juiced up and sloppy and sleep on that slab of a bed they have. Concrete slab of a bed.
It's in the guest room. They don't want anyone to stay.
Yeah, apparently. Or be comfortable when they do.
Oh, stop.
So, Ty, what can you tell us about Stephen Hawking that might rattle us?
His final message.
Yeah?
Yes.
What was it?
We have 200 years to leave Earth or we will be extinct.
Did he give any reason why?
No, but it could be related to the space force that the Great Orange is talking about.
So he sort of foresaw that
the countdown,
the Grand Cheeto, was going to create a space force.
Well, he's always been against trying to contact aliens.
Yeah, and that boggles my mind because you would think that somebody who was so interested in what's going out in the cosmos,
right?
You would think that would be the one person that would be like, I need to make contact before I leave this planet.
No. He was always concerned. You don't know who you're going to get out there.
The cats.
I've heard that, and I get that analogy. But I mean, all of us here in the studio, good or bad, whatever contact is made, wouldn't you like to be able to say that before you died, it was like, I saw the bastards.
Who am I
gonna? I saw what they did.
Yeah.
Who am
good
I,
or bad?
Who am I gonna say it to if I'm dead immediately?
Like I watched something from Michio Kaku the other day.
Yeah.
He was saying he had the same sort of idea about it. He says, you know, we'll probably be on totally different wavelengths of communication. He says, you know, if you're walking in the forest, you might, you know, talk to the animals, talk to a deer for a while, but you know, after a while, it doesn't talk back to you, and so you stop talking to it. And the real danger to a deer is not necessarily the hunter, it's the landscaper, the one who wants to develop and build and mine resources without an actual care for everything it's going to wipe out of existence. So the aliens might not care about us. It might, you know, see a resource that it wants and
just obliterate
and just
us,
take
and
it.
Push us
so,
out of the way.
Pretty much, it's... Don't draw attention to ourselves. Mm-hmm. They will likely not see anything here that isn't elsewhere. They probably won't come and want to extinguish us or with bad intent. But don't draw attention to ourselves because that might be asking for trouble.
Well, okay. And I think it was Stephen Hawking who kind of criticized Carl Sagan because he put out that probe that kind of told, you know, people where we were in the universe.
Okay.
It's kind of like, well, you wouldn't like go to a new part of town and just be like, hey, this is where I live.
Right.
Right.
Come hit me up.
Okay. All right. Well,
Find us over here. Doors unlocked.
This is what we look like.
We've got our red light on, which means we don't have any guns.
Right. Well, that's... I can see that. ISIS. I see that, but I also think that, you know, I mean,
Klingons
anything above us, past our, you know, up in the solar system and all that has been, I mean, fascinating. Yeah. We've always had this fascination with what's up there and what could possibly be up there. Mm-hmm. So in my mind, it's like, well, let's find out.
Well,
yeah, but, like, sure, we want to. I mean, that's great and fascinating, but these people are also trying to figure out a way, you know, can we do this safely? We're not just going to go trample out into the universe and potentially cause us some great deal of damage. We have to do the smart.
Did you guys...
All of the damage.
Did any of you guys see there was a video posted of some Navy pilots that were going crazy because of they saw some sort of unidentified flying object.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now,
secure team, son, I got the hookup.
Yeah, but what the thing is, these are supposedly Navy pilots, but the name of their organization was something completely different than Navy.
What was it?
I don't know. It was weird.
Well, there's a lot of undercover military stuff going on.
But what was so weird about it? I was listening to this couple of guys on this talk radio show, and they were like, could this be fake? You know, the whole conversation be fake? Because the first guy, the first pilot is very professional. And then the next pilot is like losing his mind about, oh my God, did you see that? Da, 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 that kind of thing. And it almost seemed like somebody looped two different tapes onto each other.
Mm-hmm. But think about this. Mm-hmm. You and Jay would have an experience.
Mm-hmm.
Would your presentation be the same?
No. I mean, yeah, well, you and anybody else, you know, I mean, what some people would be calm about it and other people would be, you know, wetting their pants.
You know, it just, and I think that's very possible.
Yeah. I don't know. It's cool. I would love to know if there's really something out there.
There is.
You're convinced of that?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I think there is.
I think there has to be.
There is, and I think they're already here.
I mean, here's the thing.
And we are already there.
Oh.
We'll get to that in a second.
Is that, did Stephen Hawking know that?
I think he did.
Okay, see, that's what I was wondering.
Because that meteor.
Are you suggesting that Stephen Hawking is somehow, or was somehow, affiliated with aliens?
Possibly.
He was dialed in.
That the meteor that entered our solar system and then left, the weird one.
Yeah.
Right, the one.
The cigar-shaped one.
Yeah, he was appointed like the head of the team to study that one. And that's when he started making all these comments that were all like, maybe we should leave aliens alone.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm.
And then also Trump's Space Force, I can tell you a little bit about that.
Well, wait a minute. When Stephen Hawking dies, do they then...
Did he though?
Oh my God!
Do they still have his brain in a jar?
If he did die, do they then extract his brain and then somehow
preserve it in a jar?
Study it?
Do they have it hooked up to his?
Is it now in a jar?
Spell?
Maybe.
You know, he developed that himself.
I know. So wouldn't it? It would not surprise me if he figured out a way to keep his brain going.
I don't think he's dead. I think he might be with Solar Warden.
I don't even know what that means, Ty.
Well, I will tell you in a minute when we talk about Trump's Space Force.
All right, well, let's get to it.
Okay.
All right, so this week, while addressing service members at a Marine Corps air station in Miramar, California, President Trump discussed creating a branch of the armed services specifically designed to operate in space. He called it a space force.
We already have that.
Well,
we have for a long time.
Yeah, but the thing is, well, not necessarily.
No, we do. It was declassified. They just didn't talk about it.
Well, apparently the Air Force tried to create one. I mean, as recently as last year, according to this.
It was
publicly.
Yeah, publicly. Mm-hmm. It's Project Solar Warden. It went into effect in 1980.
Okay, and what do they do?
Star Trek.
Yeah, but who's up there?
They select members.
Who created the spacecraft or whatever they're in?
They were reassembled from things they found at Roswell and other crashes.
Hmm.
So it's not like one of these billionaires like Elon Musk.
No, he's probably in on it.
Well, I mean, he's sending a bunch of stuff up into space. Is he actually providing supplies to the space station, or is he providing stuff to, what'd you call it?
Solar Warden.
Solar Warden. I like that name. I do like that name. That's pretty cool.
I mean,
where did you hear all this?
Secure Team.
Secure Team.
You need to look into that.
When you hear about Elon Musk sending, this huge payload into space.
And a car.
But I've seen pictures of the International Space Station.
Right.
It's flimsy.
They don't have that much storage.
Right.
Well,
Think about all the information they have on all these deep space planets.
Right.
Where are they getting that? Telescopes? Really? Telescopes? Doesn't it kind of sound like maybe we've been there?
What about the Mars movie?
Yeah. And, look, it's always blown my mind that we have this Mars rover. And it's been up there for, I think, a decade.
Longer. The T-Cart was up there when Ty was in kindergarten.
Yeah.
But the thing is, how do you know from here, as far away as Mars is, how do you figure out how to get that damn thing up there, land it, and deploy it? And then have the connection where that thing can send you data and pictures and stuff like that. If I call somebody who's in their house on my cell phone,
and it's a block house,
it'll drop the call.
Right.
And they're going a billion miles away.
The government has technology easily 50 years more advanced than what the public has.
I'm starting to believe it.
I do believe it. I mean, how else did we make so many technological advances on the mainstream level?
Right. Technology is also released in waves to make sure that the public isn't overwhelmed.
Let me ask you this.
Smartphones? We still haven't gotten over that one.
No. Yeah. When we went to the moon, did we try to land something on the moon before we actually sent humans to land on the moon?
Monkeys.
Most likely.
I don't think anybody, I think we sent things to orbit the moon, but I don't think anybody actually tried to land on the moon until we supposedly did.
Well, I want you to think about
the
timeline.
How do you figure that out?
Because, the moon landing was 69?
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Roswell happened in 47, and we supposedly recovered the craft. So, after that, there was a huge explosion in us wanting to go to space. And I think it's because we thought we could handle it.
And we couldn't.
No, I'm not sure we can now. I'm starting to freak out a little now. I mean, you start talking about all of these things. And, some people want to call them conspiracy theories and that kind of thing. Just because they don't know. I don't know. Does anybody really know?
But, I mean, even just on a personal level.
Right.
We don't know what's out there.
Mm-mm.
We, as in, like, general people. They may have a better idea. But imagine as just a person being sent to, dropped in a jungle somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what lives there.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to eat you? What you can eat where you're not poisoned? Can you breathe? I would find it hard to believe that we actually sent men to the moon without having actually been on the surface technologically somehow.
Well, Ty, you don't believe that we ever went to the moon. Do you now think that we have, because of the conversation that we just had, that you're almost saying that we would not have the knowledge of the outer planets without being closer to them, because we would not get that knowledge from here with telescopes. So it's almost as if we have to be out there to know more about it.
I think it's very possible we went to the moon.
Okay.
We just didn't go the way we told everybody we did.
Right. I would believe that, because who was the first man on the moon?
The cameraman.
The cameraman.
Right. You know what? Yes. You know what? So I've seen all of that footage for years, and not until just recently I saw something about that, and it was like, who was the first person on the moon? The cameraman.
The cameraman. So I think Ty's theory is correct in that.
Or maybe they just had a really long selfie stick.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we got to the moon with reverse engineered craft, and then we had to get Stanley Kubrick to come up with the video approved version.
Well, you've been to the Air and Space Museum, and you've seen those spacecraft that they have there, and
they're
those
all
are
made
like
of papier mache.
Well, they're all like the actual thing. I mean, would you ever
go into space in a soda can?
Be blasted off on top of a bomb in that thing?
Tinfoil rocket.
I mean, how do you? I mean, you've got to if they strap you in before that, you've got to say goodbye to everybody.
Yeah.
This is it. I have lost my mind. I've decided to ride or die.
Mm-hmm. No, but Trump going public and saying that, hey, we should have a space force is a little concerning, because that might be more public disclosure, and they're going to be like, hey, look at this brand new thing that we've had forever.
Right.
And they're disclosing it because now there's a need to disclose it. Like, here soon there's going to be a problem that it's like, it's going to be unavoidable that, oh yeah, that's that thing we have.
Well, I thought when I saw this, I thought, you know, this might be a military opportunity for you.
I'd do it.
Oh, he's in. FBI, if you're listening. He's in.
I don't study your secret stuff to hate on you. I want to be one of you.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Secret squirrel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of people in space, you know, the astronaut, what's his name? Scott Kelly.
Yeah. Yes.
He spent over a year
in
space?
It altered his DNA.
Yes. He's an identical twin.
Yes.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. The time in space has altered his genes by 7%.
Yeah, they are in a year.
In a year, they are no longer identical twins. That's pretty bizarre.
Yeah.
I want to know how that happens.
Well, this is not a very in-depth
article. It has a lot to do with the radiation.
Well, and that's part of the reason why I left the picture on that article.
He's going to develop cancer.
Because
more than likely.
If you look at the two of them side by side, they barely look alike now.
But they used to.
They used to.
Right.
Yeah, the whole thing is very weird.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Solar Warden wouldn't have that problem.
Wow. Why?
Better craft.
Oh. Like insulation, less radiation?
Or does just being in space like that, being weightless, and your body not necessarily having to put up with any sort of resistance, it would seem to me that your musculature and all of that stuff would be altered when you got home. You wouldn't be as strong as you were. That kind of thing. So when those things start to break down, does that then change your DNA?
No, it's an outside force that should have no effect on your DNA.
Strength. I mean, DNA is all...
Does
genes, right?
Does age affect your DNA?
A little.
A little. It's more like your DNA.
But not 7%.
No.
Your DNA has these caps on it to keep it from fraying. And as you get older, those caps start wearing down and your DNA can start fraying and breaking down, which contributes to age and also developing cancer.
Okay.
This is a picture of the two of them.
So,
what they look like now.
Is the change he experienced?
Let me show you its features.
Like age or no?
I don't
know. Kinda.
I mean, still look about the same they still age. Look like brothers, but they don't look
twins.
Identical anymore.
No.
Not even close.
No.
So I would never say that they were twins.
No, brothers. Mm-hmm. I can see brothers. Yeah,
brothers for sure, but not not twins.
Mm-hmm. Now, certainly a change in bone density and musculature can change the way you look, but if they're saying his actual genetics changed, then that's something. That's something different.
That's something that's completely different.
Very concerning.
Well, by 7%. So that's, you know, that's a pretty decent amount of your DNA that's being altered just from being in space
for a
that
year.
Long. Right.
I wonder if he's had any changes to cognitive function.
You know, 10 years and you've lost 70%.
Yeah.
Or it's changed by 70%.
So then what would you be?
Then what would you be? Would your skin turn green?
Possibly. Well,
And your head get big and your eyes get really big like the aliens we see.
Yeah, well, kind of.
Are those aliens actually human beings?
That is one of the main conspiracy theories with the gray aliens is that they are humans from the future.
Oh. You know, and get all gangly and long fingers like E.T.?
Because they're reproducing through cloning, and they're just kind of degrading over time.
Oh.
And that's why they're trying to come back and collect samples. They're trying to make their gene pool a little better.
Mm.
Is what I've heard.
Yep.
Collecting samples?
Mm-hmm.
Samples.
How much time do we have?
I'm sorry, 5 minutes.
Let me lay this on you.
Oh, great.
Anybody ever lay an egg?
No.
I don't think so.
No, nobody here in the studio has ever laid an egg.
I've felt I've needed to.
Yeah.
An Indonesian boy who was rushed to the hospital with stomach pains laid an egg in front of stunned doctors.
Boy?
Boy. The 14-year-old and his family weren't surprised by the bizarre scene, claiming he had laid 20 eggs in the past 2 years.
Chicken fucker.
Where's he laying them from?
I mean, to me, it seems like...
Front or back?
If you've already laid 20 eggs, why do you have to go to the hospital for this one?
Right.
Is this like an ostrich egg? You're having trouble laying this baby?
You know, what's going on with these eggs?
I don't know. The 14-year-old's father said he cracked the first egg and its contents was all yellow, no white. Mm-hmm. Skeptical doctors suspect the boy has been shoving eggs up his ass, noting that scientifically, chicken eggs cannot form inside the human body.
Yeah. Are they chicken eggs?
My question. That's it, Ty. That's my question. How do they know they're chicken eggs? Have they ever incubated one to see what might hatch?
You can just take a sample.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have some science for that.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Oh. Jeez.
Never mind. Yeah, but how cool would it be if they incubated one?
Did they scramble it?
Yeah, did it taste regular?
Mm.
I think that boy's just shoving eggs up his butt. Now, how hard would that be? I mean, you got to be afraid. It's like the equivalent of
don't sneeze
of shoving a light bulb up your ass. I mean, you got to be afraid it's going to break. I mean, as soft as eggshells are, they are a little scratchy, a little sharp on the edges. It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Like I mean, not like a light bulb.
Paul and Jenny, this conversation is for you. Oh, Mark has a thing.
About what?
Shoving things up your butt.
I do?
It seems to be coming up in conversation quite frequently.
Something I don't know about?
I don't know.
Let's ask Freud.
Yes.
I got to... Oh, man. Hey, is there... Well, how much time do we have?
2.5 minutes.
Good. I don't have enough time for that. Hey, did you... Well, real quick. Did you see... You see, like, the 700 Club and things like that?
Yeah.
On TV, like the televangelist. What's that guy?
Joel Osteen. Yeah.
Joel Osteen. Now Scientology, they're going to have a TV show.
No, a channel.
A channel.
It is a TV channel.
Channel.
On DirecTV.
What's the leader, David Miscavige or Cavage, whatever his name is?
David Miscavige.
He came out the other day in an article and said, look, I get it.
I saw a commercial.
I get that you guys have questions. This show will help answer the questions. We're not as bad as you think we are.
I saw a commercial this morning on TV for the Scientology channel.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. We need to start wrapping up.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Not the Scientology channel.
No. frowned upon. No. Unless you're a Scientologist and you want to call on the show.
Well, feel free. We'll talk to you.
That number is 727-498-0502. We are nearing the end of our first hour. Really went by quick.
Yes, it did.
I hope you guys weren't bored to death with all our science talk. I find it very interesting. And it's, to me, it's, you know, you never know what to believe.
Right.
You know, well, we've all been told things all our lives, and then all of a sudden somebody comes in, and it's like they will give you a reason to doubt what you've heard your whole life.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
that's, it's like the Earth no longer being flat.
Right. Anyway, so we have a big rest of the show. I think we are going to play Stump the Chump during the second hour.
Yes.
I've got a story about iguanas. I've got I got a story about a goat.
Oh, mm-hmm. Goats, iguanas.
I got something very interesting about Melania Knauss. You know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
No. I bet you don't. I got another story about a Randy bastard.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I got all kinds of stuff loaded up here. All right, can we take a break?
Yes.
All right, everybody, we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get into the rest of the show.
Next thing I remember, I'm walking down the street, I'm feeling all